Assalamu alaikum and thank you for logging on to episode 2 of the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. Farrakhan Speaks is a weekly podcast produced from lectures by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. This week we continue with a lecture Minister Farrakhan delivered October 15, 2005 at the historic Millions More Movement rally on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Here the minister outlines the various ministries necessary for the black, the brown, the red, and the poor to meet their own needs.
We need a ministry of agriculture because farming is the engine of every nation, and we need to provide for ourselves the things that we consume. And this will cause us to want to build supermarkets in every city. This will cause us to want to build canning factories and frozen food factories so we can take our product from the ground and can it, take our product from the ground and freeze it and put it into our own supermarkets. This we can do. It's not a big thing. It's just we need to think out of the box. A ministry of agriculture. We need a ministry of education. Let's unite all of our educators, because the Western system of education has run its course and is no longer worthy to hold our children or America's children. We are calling on our educators to provide a new educational paradigm. And if our educators form themselves into a ministry, a service, then we will be able to re-educate our children and others and make a productive people. We need a ministry of defense. Did you hear me? Look at all these young brothers. They are born soldiers, but they're in the wrong war. They're fighting a war in the streets of America against each other, or they're fighting in an unjust war overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. We need to bring our boys home and put them into the Ministry of Defense so we can defend our communities rather than destroy our communities. Young men, come on and let's set up the Ministry of Defense in every city, in every town. We need a Ministry of Art and Culture. We applaud the hip-hop community, the new leaders of young people all over the world, but I want the young generation of artists to know there's a bigger purpose than popping our fingers and shaking you know what. There's a bigger purpose for art and culture. Mao Zedong, on his long march throughout Chiang Kai-shek, but he had a billion people whose lives he had to transform. Many of them were victims of opium, drugs, prostitution, like we are. But what Mao Zedong did, was he went to the cultural community and they accepted his idea. And then through song, through dance, through poetry, through drama, through documentaries, through movies, through books that were written, the idea of Mao Zedong became the idea of a billion people, and China became a world power on the base of the culture and the artistic community. If we had a ministry of art and culture in every city as we create this movement, we could say to our young people, what is the idea of the time? And are you reflecting that idea in your songs, in your dance, in your music? We need a ministry of trade and commerce. Do you think that a Millions More movement shouldn't be involved in the development of Africa, the Caribbean, and Central America? Look, brothers and sisters, if we started feeding ourselves, look at the billions that we spend on food. But we need clothing and we need shelter. Look at our clothes, they're made somewhere else. Look at our shoes, our tennis shoes, they're made somewhere else. Suppose we pool some of the money that we spend foolishly. We could set up factories in Africa and in the Caribbean. That's a labor market that is a little cheaper than the labor here. But if they made our clothes, then we could open up clothing stores all over America, sell cheaper than the market, and then capture the market of the people, and all will come buying clothing from us because it's better and it's cheaper. Africa can be a source of shoes and clothing and lots of things that we might not be able to make in America successfully. So we need a ministry of trade and commerce that can link the struggle here with Africa and the Caribbean, Central and South America. We have a market of nearly 90 million black and brown. That's a huge market. Let's tap that market and we won't have to beg others. We'll be able to do it ourselves. We need a ministry of justice. We need to look at the conflicts in our own community. We don't need to go to our slave masters to solve our problems. We need to have a ministry of justice in every city that deals with the conflicts among us, that we solved it among ourselves through our ministries of justice. We need a ministry of information. We need to gather all the black newspapers, all black radio, black television, all magazines into a ministry of information, because if we have enough money in our ministry, we send our reporters wherever we want the truth. We do not wish to be subjected to the Associated Press or to Reuters or to UPI or to the news, managed news of America and the world. We need to be where the action is so that our people will get correct information. We need a ministry of information. We need a ministry of science and technology. And lastly, we need a ministry that deals with the head, the spirit of our people, where we collect our spiritual leaders of Christianity and Islam and Judaism and all other religions and come up with the spiritual teaching that will transform our lives by renewing our minds, that we may destroy the Willie Lynch syndrome in black people in America and throughout the world forever. Now I'm asking you, would you agree that we should have a Ministry of Health and Human Service? Raise your hand, please. Uniting all our doctors and health professionals. Do you believe that we should have a ministry of agriculture? Raise your hands. Do you believe we should have a ministry of education, looking after the educational needs of our children and our people? Do you believe that we should have a ministry of defense? Let me see the hands. Don't be afraid. We have to do something to help ourselves. Do you believe that we should have a ministry of justice? A ministry of information? A ministry of science and technology? A ministry of art and culture? And lastly, a ministry that unites the spiritual community, that we may impart spiritual values to our people. All of you who agree with that, please let me see your hands from here all the way to the Washington Monument. Let me see those hands. Well, brothers and sisters, we need money. Now, I'll tell you what we can do to finance these ministries. Two things. One, all of you who are here and all of you who are watching by television, if you would go to www.millionsmoremovement.com, you will see a registration form. Fill it out, and you will see there our intention to build a national skills bank. Let us know what your skill is, because we want to tie the skills of Black America to the needs of the 53 nations in Africa who want to form the United States of Africa. We want to tie the skills that are in Black America to the needs of our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean, in Central and South America, so that our skills that we have learned in our sojourn can be useful to our people all over the world. Now, also on that form, there's a question. Do you believe that we should be compensated for our 400 years of slavery and injustice? It says yes, no, or I don't know. You figure out how you're going to answer, but answer. And then put a donation there. The registration fee was $20, but you give whatever you can afford to give. We have to create a movement. Now, brothers and sisters, the more we organize, listen to me carefully, the more demands we can make on this house. For instance, the educational system has failed us and failed America's children. We pay a lot of money in tax dollars for education. Let's ask the government, give us back a percentage of what we give in taxes that we may educate our people as well as yours. Give us back some of our tax dollars that we may fuel the Ministry for Defense, the Ministry of Art and Culture, the Ministry of Trade and Commerce, the Ministry of Information. Now you say, well, man, we won't be able to get that from the government. If we don't organize, we won't get anything but what they wish to give us. But the more we organize, the stronger our organization, the more demands we can make that will be heard. Now, I heard my brother Russell Means say that we need to think about a new political party. I really want you to think about that. The Democrats have used us and abused us, and they look at the black and the brown and the poor like this is a plantation, and our Democratic leaders are like the House Negroes on the plantation of Democratic politics. We want to free our political leaders. Now, how do you do that?
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Farrakhan Speaks podcast. Be sure to log on for the next installment, drawn from a lecture delivered on September 23rd, 1984 at Wheat Street Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, titled The Aim of True Religion. To purchase this lecture in its entirety, go to store.finalcall.com. And remember to log on to the website of the most widely circulated black newspaper in the country for all of your news and information. The Final Call at finalcall.com.